what do you call a kind of sore that comes, I guess you can get anywhere, but a lot of people get on the back of their neck, and it's big, and usually, and it hurts, and it's kind of like a big blister. And the doctor sometimes has to lance it open.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what it is. Wait a minute. I just had it long ago. You get it a lot. Some kids get them all over their legs.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I've never had one, but they hurt.
Oh, they hurt. There's boils, and because they sure do hurt. You have to cut them and lance them.
Yeah, when they lance them, what do you call it? Stuff that comes out.
Pus.
Okay. Now, when you get a blister, what do you call the liquid that forms under the blister in your skin?
It looks like a liquid, like something like tea. Mm-hmm. Or lemon or lime or something.
Do you have a name for it?
They just call it water.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's a water blister.
Okay. When that wasp stung you, mm-hmm. you know, your hand did what?
Swell.
Okay. Let's see. In a war or something, if somebody got shot, you'd say he has a bullet, what?
Wound.
Okay. And when a wound doesn't heal just right, sometimes a white kind of granular substance forms around the edge.
It's pus.
Okay, or sometimes it has to be cut out or burned out with alum, and you call that whole area, you call that what?
Gangrene.
Okay, have you ever heard it called some kind of flesh?
Flesh burn.
Have you ever heard it called proud flesh?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you got a little cut on your hand, there's kind of reddish brown medicine that stings like crazy that you might want to put on that cut.
Methylate.
Okay, it's like methylate, but it's before we had methylate. You had the
Mucuricone.
Before that.
Oh,
you didn't have anything with this stuff, and it had, you know, skull and crossbones on the thing.
Peroxide?
No, this is red. This is red. Peroxide's clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you can get some salt with this stuff in it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I remember my father and mother had it in their cabinet, but I never knew. It had a skeleton and a crossbone on it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, okay. What do you call the tonic that they used to give people for malaria? Sometimes they give it to people for a cold.
Cough syrup.
Okay, this is a powder usually. It's a white kind of bitter powder. It comes in capsules. And they give it to people for fever or cold.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of it right now.
I think it was the first remedy they had for malaria.
I don't know, because my husband had malaria when he was over there in the Philippine Islands.
Oh, he'd know about that. Probably,
yeah, he knows all about that.
Whatever he had to take for it.
He took, and he was, about 2 years afterwards, he still had the shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was out of service, but we had our family doctor.
Yeah.
And he had to give him, and he lay there. And 1 minute he'd get real cold.
Yeah.
And the next minute he was just standing and shaking, and I put every darn comfort on I could have in the house on
him.
Yeah. And in a few minutes he'd break out in a sweat.
Yeah.
And he wanted the covers off. I said, no, you leave them on until your fever's gone down. And not once he just gradually just got rid of it.
Yeah, well, that's good. You're talking about somebody dying. What would be a humorous way of saying it? You know, kind of a crude, humorous way. Like, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally
kicked the bucket.
Okay, anything else?
Passed away.
Passed away humorous, or is that polite? Or
it's polite.
Okay.
But kick the bucket is, it's funny.
Okay. You might say, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Okay. And they bury people in a
casket.
Okay. Okay.
Or in a gunny sack.
Or, and at the
cemetery.
Okay. And if it's small and out in the country, you'd call it
a plot.
Okay. And if it's real small and on a farm, you'd call it a
grave.
Okay.